I can only think ziplining now. I'm just completely. I don't even know if I like it.
The international sign for you're going to be flying across this ravine. Woo 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 woo.
So we were just talking about all the crap that's in the studio, and now Emily's bringing more crap. Oh yeah, we have more crap.
Oh,
did you finish filling out the boards?
John just said it's like a garage sale. It is kind of like a garage sale in here. Not a good one.
No, we are. We have the sign outside. Nobody's coming in to buy anything.
Yeah, that was a big thing when I was a little kid. Was the garage sale? My mom would combine with the other neighbor ladies, and they would all put their junk in the yard, right? The entire street. Mm-hmm. And they'd say they'd put a price on it. This is $1.50, and somebody would come up and say, "I'll give you a quarter." And they'd say, "Okay, a quarter, take it away."
Absolutely. Do you shop at garage sales, Ireland? I think I know.
Not in a long time. No, I've been back in the day. Sure,
they're kind of out of fashion. I think.
I haven't seen
a garage sale
in
a long time.
My neighborhood.
I feel like they're coming back.
A huge one every year.
It's everybody combines?
Like, it's multiple streets. And and people come from all over.
Well, there was a time when, like, people would, if you said you're having a garage sale from, let's say, 9 to 5.
Right.
People would show up at your house at 7. you know, to try and get in early on it.
You know, there's less neighbor, well, you know this, there's less neighborliness than there used to be. Ireland's sort of the exception to the rule. He lives on, like, the happiest street.
I know every one of my neighbors.
I know you do.
Yep. Yeah. Doors
they
never
want to
lock.
Pick the bones of your stuff, which is weird.
When I was a kid, my mom used, we would just walk into the house of the neighbor. It'd be like, doors open. You could walk in anybody's house. Everybody knew everybody.
It's funny this should come up today. Literally, got a text 10 minutes ago. One of my neighbors is going on a trip for 2 months. So this is the text. We are heading out. Tammy is house sitting. Jack is taking care of the trash. That's my son.
Yes.
Marina comes on Thursdays. Gardner on Tuesdays. You can always reach us via text. We have other ways to be reached. Mark and Casey will be by occasionally. See you in May.
May.
Oh, they're checking for 2 months out. And they just let us all know their house is open if anybody needs to go in.
And if you see somebody that's not the gardener or the trash person,
or you see somebody walking out
robbed.
With a big screen,
they're getting ripped off.
So let me ask you a hypothetical. This is sort of in the same vein. So in my neighborhood, a major motion picture screenwriter has moved in.
Okay.
He's written one of the biggest movies of the year.
Okay.
How do I say, hey, how far away does he live? Screenwriter
How
guy?
Far away does he live? Like 2 houses, 10 houses, 30 houses?
2 houses.
Oh, go knock on his door.
Go knock on his door.
Can't force it.
Yeah. No,
it's
got to happen organically, right?
And it will. You'll see him outside. And then come up with a reason to go outside. Like, take one of the dogs.
Yeah.
And just, like, you're going out to go to the bathroom and just say.
And just keep doing it for hours until he walks out.
I used to live next door to Ridley Scott.
Right.
And, I just waited until he was outside.
You
want to
meet this guy?
I really do.
Okay. Yeah. So he doesn't know you at all.
Not to the best of my knowledge.
So you go, you knock on his door, and this is not what I would do.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this coming from you is absurd.
I'm telling Mason, if you want to meet this guy, you go, he doesn't know that you don't go knocking on people's doors.
Correct.
He doesn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Steve Mason. I live down the street, and I just want to introduce myself and say hello.
Too
if
invasive.
You ever need anything, let me know.
That feels pushy.
Really?
Do you introduce yourself, say, hey, this person? Like, do you act like you know this person already?
Right. Do I say that I know that he wrote?
Hey, Robert Town.
Yeah.
I live next door.
Yeah,
you
Robert
introduce
Town,
yourself,
sure.
And then the next time you see him getting his mail, taking out the trash, whatever it is, you say, hey, you know, how's it going?
What about, like,
you kick the door open.
Congrats on the opening weekend of Dune. Oh, I guess I just gave it away, didn't I?
I think you should go to the backyard and knock on the sliding back door.
No, that's
again, too invasive.
Again, that feels like a B&E to me.
What would you get at the garage sales when you guys would go? Would you go looking for a specific thing? Because as a kid, I went looking for two very specific
things. You'll appreciate this.
Baseball cards.
That's one.
Mm-hmm. All right, you'll appreciate this.
Very close.
A mitt. Other than a standard mitt. So a first baseman's mitt, a catcher's mitt, a regular mitt, I had plenty of.
A specialty
glove.
But to
find a first baseman's glove, which were way more comfortable than regular gloves and easier
bigger.
To catch with.
Yeah.
Or a catcher's mitt, totally in.
I read an article last week about a lady, and I don't know how this happens. A lady goes to a garage sale or an estate sale, something like that. And she buys a vase. It was $4.
Turned out to be...
It's a $7,000 vase designed by somebody in Italy and
Isn't there a TV show that covers this?
Antiques
American Pickers
Roadshow?
Is like that. Yeah.
Antiques Roadshow. What's the other one?
American Pickers, I think it's called.
Garage Wars.
There's Garage Wars. There's Storage Wars.
Storage Wars.
Storage Wars is the one where it's like
a storage unit.
And then you have no idea what's in there.
No.
And you take
you pay, but you buy the right to
like
get
American
in
Pickers guys go into some dilapidated abandoned barn in the back of somebody's property, and they'll find like a Coca-Cola sign from the 30s that's worth $6,000.
Yeah, right.
Like they're just going through everybody's crud and coming out with gems. Baseball cards and books were the two things I was always looking
books.
For.
Books. I bought a lot of comic books at garage sales, yeah.
What procedure, tune-up procedure, is D'Angelo Russell getting done? That's
okay.
It's very cryptic how it's being described.
Exactly. And what's weird is he didn't say the word surgery, so I don't think it was a surgery.
Okay.
I don't know what it was, but when you say he had a procedure done,
a tune-up procedure,
right? I can only think of two things. You guys tell me if you can think of more than two. First is PRP.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Okay. That makes sense.
Which, if that's it, he'd be out for a couple of weeks.
That's the blood spinning thing.
They take your blood out, they spin it, they put the nutrients in it, and give a bit. Kobe was very big on that.
Yeah. Right.
The first is PRP, and then the second would be some type of an injection, like a cortisone injection, something to limit swelling. Mm. If that's the case, he might be able to play even tomorrow.
Maybe a few days.
But is very cryptic, Trav.
Well, he's saying the timing, too, right?
The timing is curious.
Put it all together. Who it is, the guy's name, who comes up probably more than anybody else.
Yep.
The timing of it, trade deadline tomorrow. And just the fact that we know that the Lakers are at least dipping their toe in the water, and the ambiguity of the announcement itself.
Well, if you trade him or any player that has had you have to release his medical record, so they would have to reveal that.
But
the trade could be voided.
What's weird is normally a lot of times if they're involved in a trade, you'll sit him for a game for some reason, but there's no game between now and the trade deadline.
Right, and the trade deadline's tomorrow at noon, so we're now 22 hours and 55 minutes away. I'm getting the sense that most of the big trades have already happened.
Oh, okay.
Siakam.
Yeah, if you think about it.
What's the biggest name you think it might move?
Probably DeJounte Murray is the biggest name that might move, right? He's the biggest name out there.
Siakam, Murray are about
on the
same
level? I would have said Donovan Mitchell. But they've won 14 of 15 games.
Yeah.
I don't think you can break them up.
Yeah.
So then it's somebody that's probably never been an all-star.
Okay.
Has DeJounte Murray been an all-star?
I don't think so.
Jeremy
He's
Grant,
been all
maybe.
Defense.
All defense. Those names?
D'Angelo has been an all-star.
Yes, correct.
In 2019 in Brooklyn.
Could he be the biggest name to move?
Could be.
Yeah.
I have a weird feeling, though, that they've won three in a row. They beat Boston. They beat New York. I haven't heard a trade yet that is obviously makes them better.
Right.
But I will say this. Over the years, I'm shocked at how many times a trade has, like when the Lakers traded for Pau Gasol, we didn't hear a word
out of nowhere
until it happened.
So with that in mind, I played this game with Slee here. I wanted to get your guys in on this. I'm going to give you four options. Which of these is the least likely thing that we're talking about
least likely.
Blockbuster trade where, like you're talking about, just out of nowhere, like, wow, I can't believe that happened. They do a trade for a relatively big name like a Murray.
So is this scenario Lakers specific?
Lakers specific.
Yeah, so least likely.
Right. So blockbusters, option A. Option B is like a DeJounte Murray type of player.
Yep.
Big. Option three is they do something, but nothing that rolls your socks up and down, or they do nothing. What's the least likely of those options?
The blockbuster, the first one. They just don't have in order for the Lakers to pull off a blockbuster, they'd have to trade LeBron or AD. What are the odds of that happening?
Well, I think, don't you think including Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell on a number one pick would constitute something significant?
Could you get a blockbuster player back for that package?
Add
so when you say blockbuster,
together,
it would have to involve an all-star, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the least likely scenario.
Yeah, I think blockbuster also. I think the second most likely is do nothing.
Most likely.
I don't think they're going to do nothing.
I go back and forth on this. I think nothing might be the best thing to do, but I don't think that's what they're going to do because they tend to always do something. Whether big, small, or somewhere in between, that feels like nothing is off the table.
Yeah, when Momo was here last week, she was saying probably something along the margins. Something, you know.
Feels like it's trending that way.
Tweaking things.
Yeah, it feels like it's trending that way.
Which is probably the way. And I don't know how LeBron feels about that. Maybe we'll see an emoji today and find out exactly what LeBron thinks of the idea of doing
nothing. Maybe the sand's back in
maybe
it.
Maybe the sand's back up on top. Yeah.
That's the only thing he could do at this point. Is the other emoji?
Who knows? Who knows what that's going to be?
He was talking about the Clippers.
You know one in the Western Conference.
Top of the
West. Well, there's actually a four-way tie at the top, but they have the highest percentage.
Yeah, winning percentage.
So if the season ended today, they would be the one seed. I think they'll be the one seed when it ends.
You do?
I do. I'm extremely high on them.
It doesn't feel like anything out of the ordinary needs. They just need to play well. Like, they don't need to catch a break. They don't need the right draw. They don't need. They just need to play well and stay healthy. And they might be the team
to beat. So I hate the Clippers, right? And I think it would be super annoying if they were to win a title. Just super annoying. But they've kind of lined this thing up right. I mean, they're opening what will be the most spectacular arena in the league coming up in the fall for next season. And if they're rolling out of a finals appearance or, God help us, a championship, roll into the new building they can hang
up
a banner
on opening night of the
Intuit Dome.
I still, like, okay, play that out for a second. Sure. For the Clipper fans, whatever number there may be, good for them, right? It doesn't change a thing for the Lakers.
No, it doesn't change.
That's why it doesn't have to.
Right. Like, just for them and their sake and their history and the timing.
Your reaction is like, ugh. Like, it's whether they win it or whether the Warriors or the Blazers, it's the difference.
I think it would be identical to when the Angels won the World Series in 2002. They would have top of the fold for about 6 months.
Top of the fold. What is that?
Yeah, that's true.
What is top of the fold?
Banner headlines.
Maybe not even 6 months. Maybe 2 months.
Right.
And then it goes right back to being a Laker town.
It's always going to be a Laker town, but it would be a little different. I mean, think about Ballmer. He's the owner. He's making the moves. He understands how difficult of a challenge. And I don't think they're ever going to try to even compete because there's no competition there.
No, they're doing their own thing.
But that's pretty damn impressive if he's able to. And I know there's a long way to go. You open up the new stadium and potentially, even if they just got to the finals, it'd be a big accomplishment.
It would be a big deal. By the way, they're opening it. We were talking about Usher yesterday, who's going to be the super, and nobody's really that excited about
it.
Some people are excited. Some people are not.
The Ushers.
The Ushers. Somebody, he's actually the opening night, when they open the Intuit Dome, he is the very first performer. So he'll be the Bruce Springsteen of the Intuit Dome.
Was Springsteen the first over
Springsteen
here?
Springsteen was 99. I was here for that
week.
One. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so U2, The Sphere, Springsteen, Crypto, and Usher
fits into a dump. It is. It does feel about right.
That feels oddly on it. So, okay, it happens. The beginning of a thing, or just they were the team that won it in 2024?
Well, they would have to win 16 more titles.
No, not a beginning of a thing here in L.A. The beginning of a little Clipper window where they're in the mix for a minute. Like season 2, 3, 4. Not that they win 4 in a row. Nothing like that. But just, hey, you know what? They're in it every year. Like the Nuggets are now. Okay. Like the Warriors were for a while.
So as a team, they're around the rim.
Yep.
Here's what's surprising about that. They've been that for 4 years and you didn't even notice.
But they've only gotten the conference finals once.
Right.
They haven't gotten close
enough
to it.
But they finish ahead of the Lakers several years in a row.
I'm not talking about relative to where the Lakers are. I'm talking about relative to the league at large, where we talk about
the Nuggets. Hey, that's a good franchise. They're always in the mix.
Right. They're in it. The way that the Celtics have been in it for the last 4 or 5 years.
Right. And you got to give that guy credit. He spends a ton of money. I mean, he's building that arena. He's got 47 people in the front office.
Well, and here's the thing that nobody talks about. If you took the net worth of every owner in the NBA, there are 30 teams, and you put 29 of them on one side of a ledger and Ballmer on the other, Ballmer has more money than the other 29 combined.
117.
How much
Thank
of that money?
God, there's a salary cap.
Obviously, it's a cap league.
Right.
But how much of that ability to spend in areas where it's uncapped trickles down to player decision-making? Like, I will go here because of the amenities
there. That's a good question, because he doesn't care about a second apron. Everybody else is worried about the second apron and hitting that next level. What does Ballmer care if he gets a second apron?
Yeah. I think he's going to spend whatever he wants and not think twice. Yeah. So, I mean, does that answer your question? I don't know.
If you're a guy, I can go play for the Clippers or I can go play for this team over there. That team over there maybe is slightly more money, but maybe not quite what I'm looking for. But I can get all of these non-salary advantages being with the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
Like building, travel, luxury, hotel, whatever you can go spend money
under
on
the radar,
that's not capped.
Well,
that has to be
some of the attraction.
I
can lend you some insight here. There is not an expense that has been spared with most teams in the NBA now. So, like if you go to the Clippers, they all stay in the same hotels we do. They all fly on the same planes we do. You can't.
That's what I'm getting at.
There's nothing noticeable.
Everybody's
maxed
it out.
There's nothing he can do that would be a decided advantage. Every team already does that.
stack it up in the lobby and you can come by and look at it.
Sure. Yeah, oh, pile of money? I want to see a pile of money. I want to see what a big pile of money looks like.
I want to see what $1 billion looks like. Not that much.
Cash. What'll be interesting, too, is, you know, there's a lot of hype around the Intuit Dome. Everyone I know, with the exception of Steve Mason, thinks SoFi is overrated.
I don't.
You think that looks like a $5 billion stadium?
Properly rated, yes.
Yeah.
That's why the Olympics and the World Cup and all those things are on there.
I think it's the nicest arena / stadium / building I've ever been.
Best stadium I've ever been.
I think they cut corners. I think they definitely
cut corners.
What do you think of the food?
Okay, full disclosure, I've only eaten in the press box. Couldn't speak to it.
Yeah, what do you think of the parking?
I park off-site because I do the pre and the post, so I'm in a different spot.
I don't think you're having the typical fan experience.
Perhaps not. I'm talking about sidelines, cleanliness, visuals, the scoreboard, the in-game experience, the entertainment, nothing like
that. But you're right that asking a customer who's coming in, a paying customer, that's you're going
to
get
a... The other thing, I think there's a difference for you. How many times have you been to SoFi?
Three.
Okay, so I've been there for every Rams home game. I've been there for Taylor Swift and Beyonce and Pink. I've seen concerts there. I saw Foo Fighters there. Mm. I mean, for me, it's like a really cool experience. Now, I guess I am biased because I own a personal seat license and, you know, I get access to things. But, I mean, I've been to Jerry World and I've been to the Nest in China for the Olympics. I go to all those Olympic stadiums. I think SoFi is the best stadium.
It'll be interesting to see if the Clipper Arena can live up to the hype.
Yeah.
Because I think that's one of the reasons SoFi, in my opinion, is overrated, is that we hyped it so much and we talked so much about the money that it could never meet expectations. And it may get there. They may figure out the food. They may figure out the parking.
Is the food that bad?
It's horrible.
Okay.
Yeah. See, yeah. I'm in a separate area like you, so I eat at the separate area.
You like to keep to ourselves.
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm one side of the
bed. Do you talk to any people in the other areas, or do you also avoid talking
to
them?
No, I'm not avoiding anybody. I walk through it, but the only time I've ever been like a regular fan at the state was the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I thought the pizza was very good.
Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Listen, Laura is now the Greg is out today. Laura is the official producer. She growled and said good afternoon.
That a girl, Laura.
Yeah. You know, I learned.
In the spirit of things, exactly. All right, we're 24 hours away from the trade deadline.
Actually more like
a little bit
22
less.
And change. Yeah. Noon tomorrow.
Noon tomorrow, and we'll see exactly what goes down. We're keeping track of everything. And at the moment, the sense is that the Lakers may not do anything.
Okay, so Trav asked a question. Who do you think the biggest name who could be traded is?
Yes. Is there a new rumor?
Well, I'm going to throw this out to you.
Okay.
First, let me give a birthday shout out.
Okay.
To the person who I'm going to throw into the mix.
Oh, really?
Happy birthday.
Okay.
Klay Thompson.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now,
that is interesting.
I would take Klay in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he'd be. I mean, he's exactly the laser that would make a difference with this team.
Do you think the Warriors? Now, the other day, they benched him.
Yep.
For the final 7 minutes and change of a game that they won.
Right.
There's been a lot of talk about it. Most people think there's no way they would trade him because he's going straight to the Hall of Fame. There may be a statue of Klay outside that building by the time they're done. But if they're not playing him in crunch time.
Yep.
Wouldn't the right thing to do be for both him and you.
Yeah.
He'd play for us in crunch time.
Absolutely.
He'd play for Philly in crunch time.
He's an expiring deal, but you would think that Clay would have great interest in signing with the Lakers.
I haven't asked Michael about this, but I think Michael, you know, Michael got traded twice.
He sits right next to you. Why don't you ask him stuff like
this?
Well,
I will. I'll see him tomorrow.
Okay.
Michael got traded twice, and Michael didn't shy away from either trade. He goes, the greatest thing that ever happened to me was getting traded to the Lakers.
Right.
So if the Warriors really have given up on him, and it sounds like they kind of have, wouldn't it make sense for them to get something for him, rather than just let him walk away?
Yeah. Yeah, it does make sense. It does. And here's the thing with the Warriors. I'm not the first one to say it. It's over. I mean, that's their championship window is closed. They're not
right
a championship team.
Right now, if the season ended, do they even make the playoffs? I don't think so. I think they're like 11.
Are they 11? Yeah. It's over there. So they probably should try to get something for Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I didn't think about it when Trav was asking about that, but that could be – that's a Hall of Famer being traded late in his career.
Bill Ryder, who we know.
Yeah, really good friends with Greg.
Yeah, that's right. For CBS Sports, says the complicating factor on whether the Lakers do an impact deal in the next 24 hours is the belief within the organization they could have a chance to acquire Donovan Mitchell this summer. Donovan Mitchell, great player, but as you pointed off the air, you pointed out, Cavs have won 14 of 15.
Yeah, I think I did that on the air.
Yeah.
I
forget. It's all on the air.
Right.
Somehow.
You know, and more than it's ever been before, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could say, here's 100 things that you and Mason talked about. Which ones are on the air and which ones are off the air? I'd miss most of them.
Yeah, I would too. We just talk nonstop. But I mean, that's interesting.
I think he's one of the most underrated players in NBA history.
He's great.
Yeah.
Here's my question. LeBron is clearly, whether it's emojis or towels or whatever it is, pushing the front office to do something. He is a free agent or can be a free agent at the end of this year, has no deal with the Lakers. If you do nothing, do you risk losing LeBron James? Does LeBron James say, hey, I did all this. I'm 39 years old. I'm in my 21st season. My window is right now. And they didn't do a damn thing at the deadline.
All right. I have two thoughts on this question.
Okay.
The first one is me personally.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he stays. I think he loves living in L.A.
Okay.
I think Bronny is at USC. He may go into the NBA next year. But remember, he had that medical thing that cost him.
He's definitely not an NBA player right now.
Right. But I think it would behoove him to stay one more year at USC.
100%.
And Bryce, his youngest, is a really good player. And he's, you know, in high school and in L.A. He's got a young daughter that's here. I know his wife loves it here. He just built two gigantic houses here.
Right.
Sure, he could go play anywhere. But I personally think LeBron's happy here and will probably stay.
Yep.
I could be wrong. That's number one. And number two is, look at LeBron's history. He's done this every year. He like leans on the front office to make a move, or he'll send out a cryptic emoji.
But a lot of times they do. They do most of the time do the stuff that he wants them to do. And this year, if they don't do anything, I just don't know how that settles
with
LeBron.
Do you think that? If they don't do anything, do you think he leaves?
I think there's a chance.
Well, there's a chance even if they do something.
I'm not going to say he's definitely going to leave, but I think it's a more serious concern than anybody's talking about.
Yeah, maybe. It's so hard if you're Rob Pelinka because look at the teams everyone's picking to win it this year. Most people are picking a Clippers-Celtics final.
Ugh.
Beat the Celtics in Boston without LeBron and AD. They've beaten the Clippers twice with Kawhi and Paul George. So it's like, do you really want to mix it up now? I know you're 27 and 25, but somewhere in there is a really good team.
I mean, you're 12 and 16 since the in-season tournament. I think you're a very middling team. I think you are who you are. They can rise up and they can beat a good team, especially if the good team is a bad shooting night. They can certainly win games like that. But they can also go get blown out by terrible teams.
Sure.
They are
Brooklyn.
Who they are.
Brooklyn beat them here.
Yeah. They're a very middling, average basketball team.
Yeah, they're not a championship team.
That I don't believe is a championship team either,
so.
Lara.
Yeah.
They're not winning a championship as they're currently
using your old adage, you're either getting better or getting worse.
Right.
If you're trading D'Angelo Russell, are you getting better or getting
worse? I don't
know.
It depends who you get back.
Right.
I mean, it all depends on who you get back to know if you're getting better or getting worse.
If I was a GM, I'd be more active than not active. I just think there's so many GMs who are afraid of losing their job that they won't make deals.
Yeah.
That's not Pelinka. He's made a deal every year.
Oh, yeah. He made
deadline.
Like three deals last year, didn't he?
Right. So the reason I bring this up is you need to have a willing trade partner.
Sure.
You know, you could make a great offer for DeJounte Murray, and if the Hawks, who are literally going nowhere,
right.
If the Hawks say, no, we like our guys. We're keeping all our guys. Go ahead. You know, you're not doing anything.
Yeah. The one thing I'll say.
You've never been to the finals. You're not going this year. Go ahead. Do nothing.
Yeah. One of the things I think that is interesting is last year, if you think about the moves that Pelinka made at the trade deadline, Rui Hachimura and Jared Vanderbilt and D'Angelo and all those moves. First of all, we didn't see any of them coming. Second, they all felt like they were tinkering around the edges, but actually did a whole bunch more when those guys were on the floor. So even when we see something happen that's minor tomorrow, it could be significant once we see it on the floor with Darvin, and there's a reason Rob Pelinka's making that deal.
But are you like me? Do you look at the teams like there's a ton of teams that have losing records?
Yeah, yeah.
If you have a losing record, how are you not making a deal?
Yeah, roll the dice, man. Unless you
really just want to stick with your guy.
Unless you really believe in the lottery or you believe I've got a shot at the number one pick or whatever that is. I mean,
there's no Wembanyama in the lottery this year.
No, isn't one of those guys. There is not one of those guys. Yeah. I wanted to, yesterday we were having a conversation late in the show, and we were talking about local news.
Yeah.
And I did not speak up. I don't know. Maybe I had checked out at that point.
It was late in the show.
It does happen sometimes. But I neglected to mention that I do watch Alex Michelson, my really good friend, on Channel 11.
Did he call and yell at
you? No. Oh. I did hear from somebody at Channel 11, like, what are you doing? Because I did his show, The Issue Is, last year for the Academy Awards. So right. He's great. And I love the Good Day LA crew. They've actually done a really good job.
Morning news is kind of where the money is now.
Yeah. Well, they added that Melvin and Jennifer are like the leads on there.
Are you talking about Channel 11?
Channel 11.
Yeah, they change every 2 years.
Yeah.
They,
I think this is the best crew they've got.
I haven't seen it.
And Araxia is great.
But I've kind of liked all the people they've always had in there.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
They just kind of change them up.
Yeah, they do change them up. So anyways, shout out Alex Michelson. All right. Coming up next for you, John, are Super Bowl commercials over? Are they over? I want to get into that coming up. And don't forget, you can join us tomorrow at East Central Hotel. It's right across the street from LA Live. That is tomorrow for 2/8/24. It is a celebration of a legacy that will be unveiled in greatness forever. Me and Ireland, Sedano and Cap, broadcasting live from the balcony of the Nixo Lounge tomorrow from 1 to 5:30. Join us in celebrating a day that we will remember forever. Somebody there is going to win tickets to tomorrow night's game against the Nuggets.
And that's the toughest ticket in town right now.
Yeah. Special thank you to our friends at Anheuser-Busch and Michelob Ultra for celebrating with us. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, you've heard me talk about iSpot Active, and you can go to their website, ispotactive.com, and check it out. It's wearable cryotherapy. If you're like me, I'm older, I'm active, I'd like to run, I like to play golf, I like to do a lot of stuff that makes me sore, to be candid. And I used to go to these cryotherapy places and drop $75 every time I went in there, freeze my you-know-what's off for 3 minutes, and then I'd feel better. iSpot Active has developed a smarter way to ice. You buy these compression shirts. You can buy a top that has long sleeves that'll take care of your elbows and your shoulders and your upper and lower back. Or if you get sore in your lower extremities, in your hamstrings, your knees, they have compression pants. And what you do is you throw these in the freezer and they have ice cold gel packs. And you slide them into these slots, into the wearable shirts and pants. And you leave them on for 20 minutes. And at least in my case, I feel better right away. I've turned a bunch of people onto this stuff, including you, Steve Mason.
Yes, right. I love my iSpot Active.
George Sedano is next in line. He wants to try iSpot Active.
Excellent.
So if you go to that website right now, ispotactive.com, you will see Hall of Famer James Worthy. He's one of the owners of the company. He's there giving you his 2 cents. There's a doctor who gives a testimonial there, and it'll answer any questions that you have. Keep enjoying an active lifestyle. You don't have to be sore. Go to that website, ispotactive.com. iSpot Active, compression shirts and pants. Check it out today. If you're like me, you're going to feel a lot better. ispotactive.com.
Congrats to Andy Savala from Lenox. He won two squares on the Island Super Squares boards that are inside the studio right now. And still chances coming for you soon. By the way, don't forget BB Go Fifth Row Fridays this week. Something we say today will be on the quiz on Friday at 3:30 for a chance to sit in the fifth row at a Lakers game. Last week, the very first guy, Ireland, got all five questions. Bam, bam,
good
bam, bam,
him.
Bam.
Wow.
So if you're listening, if you're taking notes especially, that guy was, make sure you're ready Friday at 3:30 to be in the fifth row at a Lakers game. All right, so John, Super Bowl commercials have always been a thing.
Oh, hey. Oh, Kobe just walked. Kobe Walsh, who works here, just walked in.
I have some gifts from our friends at Terranea.
At Terranea. Right. Oh, we love Terranea.
I'm glad you brought up the Super Bowl. All right, yeah. So before you get into these Super Bowl commercials, I got to tell you about this.
Okay.
Okay. So anybody who knows me knows that I love Terranea. I've been there forever.
We've heard.
So I've converted Mason into a Terranea fan. I've converted Bergman. I've converted Sedano. I've converted everybody. So this weekend, Mace, and yep. It's a two-day event, not just a one-day event.
Okay.
They're calling it Super Weekend at Terranea. On Saturday at Nelson's, which is their place right down on the water that
right.
we talked about yesterday, from 3 to 7, they've got craft beers, cocktails, and a barbecue feast. They're bringing out their smoker. And so they've got barbecue from 3 to 7 at Terranea. Then on Sunday, for the big game, from 2 to 8, they're going to put a giant TV screen out on the lawn.
Oh, cool.
On the Catalina lawn. And there's going to be a Vegas-style buffet, casino games. If you don't have plans for the Super Bowl, go to Terranea.com for more details. I'm going to spell it for you. T-E-R-R-A-N-E-A. Terranea. I've told anybody will listen to me. It's like going to Hawaii without getting on a plane. But if you don't have Super Bowl plans, I can't imagine a better setup
yeah,
than
right.
what they're going to have.
I'm sure.
I go for more details to see if you want to participate in Saturday yeah. and Sunday, just Saturday, just Sunday. Boy, you might want to make a reservation to stay there on Sunday night, because if you enjoy the buffet and watch the game and get hammered,
yes.
then you just retire to your room.
Exactly, and what a great place to stay. We've got a very nice card from Terranea.
John, I want to know what's in the bag.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
I shall tell you.
There got a very cool Terranea ball cap.
Well, Mace, you open yours.
Yeah, I opened mine. Terranea
right.
ball cap. A really nice.
I got golf balls.
Nice polo. See, I didn't get golf balls because,
yeah,
obviously, for obvious reasons.
Oh, this is a good hat.
Yeah, it's a good hat.
All right, I got a hat. I got a golf shirt.
It's a nice polo.
I've got a ball marker.
Nice.
A divot repair thing.
Oh, yeah, perfect. I got one of those. You want mine?
Yeah, sure.
Anything? Oh, wait a minute. I did get golf balls.
Look
Ireland.
At him.
There you go.
There you go.
You going to keep them?
No, I'm going to give them to you.
Throw them to me. Perfect.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay, so check that out. Terranea.com. Terranea. I could talk for a week. I kind of have talked about Terranea forever, but it's a great spot to watch the Super Bowl if you're looking for a place to go.
The big game, yes.
Oh, thank you. It's so hard not to say it.
Yeah, it is hard to say. It's such a ridiculous rule. It really is.
So
really
they're calling it Super Weekend.
Super Weekend, attorney. There you go.
Okay.
So Super Bowl ads. Now, John, I got invited to a party yesterday because I went on the air and said I'm not invited to any party. So I ended up getting invited to a party yesterday. And the truth is I don't like to go to a party for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I used to do it. I used to go. Michelle Beadle used to have big parties I would go to. I went
right.
to a Keyshawn party one time. But I like to be home to really watch the game and see the halftime and see all the commercials. When you're at a party, mm-hmm. you generally don't see the commercials, right? Now, you're going to a party.
Yep.
Does that mean you don't really care much about the commercials
Correct.
And will just look at them afterwards?
Correct. I'll tape the game at home because we're going to talk about them on the show.
Yep.
I'll fast forward through and watch the commercials. But I'm going to a party. I'm going to get there early and stay late. But I really like the people that are throwing the party,
Do you?
Too.
Yeah.
And it'll be great because they run first class. It's going to be. I might need an Uber.
Yeah,
let's put it
yeah.
that way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Good
so
party.
Some of the ads, and you know, get excited about it. By the way, here's a cool one. FanDuel.
Okay.
Has got an ad with Carl Weathers in it.
Oh, great.
And they checked with Carl Weathers' estate, and they said absolutely run it. So it'll be a really nice tribute to Carl Weathers during the Super Bowl. That one I look forward to. Booking.com has Tina Fey. Does she do anything? She's very, very funny.
Right.
But I'm not sure that she moves. I don't think I'm going to use booking.com.
No.
Bud Light's got a bunch of stuff. The Clydesdales are going to make an appearance. Doritos
has... Kind of every year with the Clydesdales.
Doritos
right?
has a couple of grandmothers doing ads. Let's see. What else? There are some other... Jennifer Aniston is doing an ad. Hellman's Mayonnaise. I mean, is any... with
Wow, I'm
with
surprised
Pete,
they could pay the bill.
Hellman's Mayonnaise with Pete Davidson.
He's popular.
God.
By the way, have you guys seen the woman that Pete Davidson's dating now?
No, no.
Stunning again.
Is she?
She's gorgeous.
He's like, you know, he's been through everybody. It's been like, he's had like one of the great, he's had.
Women dig him.
Yeah, he's had a Leonardo DiCaprio-like run.
Yeah.
Just
Laura,
crazy.
Do you dig Pete Davidson at all?
I don't find him attractive at all. Not remotely attractive, and that's like to each their own, right? Whoever likes him, likes him. But I also don't, I'm just like, his personality is like blah.
Yeah, I actually saw a stand-up special. I thought it was pretty funny. And apparently he's got gifts that no one here has.
Yes.
I don't think.
Okay.
What were you whispering about? Just say
I'm well, just going to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just say
Brian,
it. Yeah, exactly.
I normally have a button where I can talk to Brian. I can't talk to it.
Yeah.
I just sent you some sound to the studio account that I want to play in the next segment.
Okay,
so
there you go.
Check it out.
There you go. All right, we're going to spin the wheel of questions coming up next. And then 2 o'clock call of the day is coming up in about 20 minutes. Make sure you're here for that and ready to dial. Hey, Valentine's Day is coming up. It's 1 week from today, and you don't want to mess this up. The surefire way to show her she's special is with Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. Don't be the guy scrounging around the grocery store next Wednesday night trying to find decent flowers and they're all gone. I got a way to cross Valentine's Day off your list and I can save you 20% off your Bouqs right now. You know how some flowers arrive and they go bad in a day or two? Bouqs, totally different. Their flowers last longer because their flowers come from the best flower farms. They even use a flower farm on the side of a volcano. That's how serious they are. And Bouqs is dedicated to making your Valentine's Day special. Bouqs is easy. You can buy roses with one click. You can choose one of their unique modern designs you can't find anywhere else. Valentine's Day is 1 week from today. I placed my order early and picked my delivery date. You can do that too. Don't believe her when she says, you don't have to get me anything. Be the hero. Go to Bouqs.com. Use promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com. Bouqs.com. Use promo code ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, this is interesting.
Mm.
All right, do you guys know who Kim Mulkey is?
Oh,
Kim Mulkey
yeah.
is the highest paid women's basketball coach right. in the country.
Right, okay.
She is the coach at LSU. They won the national championship last year. They might win it again this year.
Mm-hmm.
They've won 19 of their last 22 games. Now, Kim Mulkey made a name for herself at Baylor, where she won multiple national championships. And the best player she ever coached was Brittany Griner.
Right.
Who is arguably one of the greatest women's players ever. They had a falling out.
Okay.
Obviously, Mulkey had a falling out with Baylor because she left and went to LSU, but she also had a falling out with Griner. Remember when Griner was incarcerated in Russia?
Yes.
And they couldn't get her out. Kim Mulkey went radio silent. Didn't say a
didn't
word.
Didn't say a word, okay.
Publicly or privately, they have not talked. Something happened.
And it's despite the fact that Mulkey was Griner's coach.
And they went 40-0 and won the national championship together. So, fast forward to today.
Mm-hmm.
Griner is getting her number retired at Baylor in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Mulkey has an off night, and it just so happens that LSU is in Texas.
Ooh.
She's about an hour away.
Okay.
People are suggesting Mulkey, in order to support Griner, should show up at this jersey retirement and bury the hatchet. Should she? Laura, I'm going to go to you first. Should Kim Mulkey, there's bad blood between these two. Why? Mm-hmm. Nobody really knows what it is, but they haven't talked in years, but they had this tremendous success together. Now, Brittany Griner is getting her number retired at Baylor. Kim Mulkey is an hour away, could easily hop in a car and show up. Should she show up?
No.
Why?
I don't think so, even though it would be nice and the story would be cute. Oh, they reconnected, because she's going to take away from her shine. It's her night to shine.
Brian, what do you think?
I think she should. I think if she's, you know, the circumstances where she can be there, I don't see why she shouldn't. They had the success together, kind of buried the hatchet, but even not, just to rekindle their time at Baylor kind of a deal.
Okay, Mace, break the tie.
Life's too short, man. Let it go. Do the right thing, even if it's like privately it's grumbly or whatever. Just do the right thing for optics and all that stuff, and try to reconnect. I mean, I always remember Denny Crum once said, forgiveness makes you whole. When you hold a grudge, it's actually not good for you.
For you.
Yeah, right. For you.
I've always agreed with that. I could not agree more with Laura.
Oh, really? Don't go.
Don't go.
Why?
Laura, I think you're 100% right. I don't understand, in most cases, making someone do something against their will. Mm-hmm. I was the only one of us, and you can say I was wrong, but I believe it to this day. Nikola Jokic did not want to go to that parade last year, and you guys all say you have to make him go.
Yeah.
It's for the fans. They'll be devastated if he doesn't show up. You have to go. And my position was, if Nikola Jokic doesn't want to go, he just delivered you a title. He shouldn't have to go.
You do it for the fans. And by the way, Jokic had a blast at the parade.
And you know that I told that I don't want to stay on parade, but I want to stay on parade. This is
So it all worked out.
It did all work out.
May very well all work out if Kim Mulkey shows up and supports Brittany Griner. But for the reason you said, Laura, it's Brittany Griner's night.
No.
Why would you want to do anything to take away from Brittany? And if for any reason she didn't like it, Brittany didn't like having Kim Mulkey there, you've kind of ruined it.
Yeah,
It is up to Brittany Griner. I mean, if Brittany Griner doesn't want her there, I get it. I just don't understand holding, like, players hold grudges all the time against it. You know, you bury that ultimately. Ultimately,
let it
go. Yeah.
We're going into the Southern California Sports Broadcasters Hall of Fame here at the end of the month.
Correct.
If Alfonso Ribeiro showed up and walked in and said, I'm here to support Steve Mason, would you be happy, or would you say, what is he doing here? He was a jerk to you when you were in the Long Beach Grand Prix. You didn't like him. You've been candid about it. If he showed up, said, I figured I'd want to bury the hatchet and come here and support Mason. And then he went right back to being a jerk.
He has to do it privately. Like, if she would go privately, bury the hatchet away from cameras,
right,
that's different.
Yeah, let me see. How would I feel if Alfonso showed up? I would think that's a sign that that we've moved past that. If Steve Hartman, again, another, if Steve Hartman showed up
that's
at our induction, I would totally bury the hatchet with Hartman. Matt, he might be there.
If he's
there and gives us a standing ovation, I'll be like, yeah, okay, Hartman, you're back in the club.
Yeah, Laura, I think your instincts are right on this. I don't want to do anything. You know what I would equate it to? It would be like someone like, Laura, you're not married, but if you got married and one of your girlfriends showed up in a white dress.
Oh, that's really bad.
She showed up looking like super hot just to take away from you.
Or when people propose or do anything at someone else's occasion. Like,
right.
I hate that. Like,
right.
Don't do that.
I think that if those two have decided they don't like each other.
Right.
It's fine. In the world, you're not going to like everybody, and everybody's not going to like you.
It is okay, but
it's Brittany Griner's night. Let her enjoy it.
It is okay, but honestly,
why are you bringing the drama?
The fact that she's not going to be there is a distraction.
No, they haven't been in the same room for 10 years.
We just did 10 minutes on it. Tell me it's not a distraction.
It's an interesting subject.
Yeah, it is
good content, Mace.
Yeah.
Good content.
I agree. All right, so we just got this. We don't even know what it says.
Yeah, we haven't heard it. We just had Brian put it in the system, but apparently Adrian Wojnarowski, who, along with Shams, is as dialed in as anybody in the NBA, says that the Lakers' position on D'Angelo Russell may have changed. Here's Woj on NBA Today.
Malika, I think for L.A., their calculus has changed here in recent weeks with the reemergence of D'Angelo Russell as their point guard. He's playing not just some of his best basketball as a Laker, some of his best basketball is a pro, and maybe 3 weeks to a month ago, he was very available. And I think the Lakers thought there might be some opportunities to upgrade on him. That isn't the case right now. And players who the Lakers have had interest in, DeJounte Murray, Bruce Brown, you know, specifically with Brown, it's really hard for them to make the money work on a trade without putting D'Angelo Russell in. And that doesn't really make sense for them. I think here's what the Lakers are hoping. that they can get Cam Reddish back here relatively soon, Gabe Vincent, and the hope that Jared Vanderbilt may not need surgery on his injured foot, that they can get him back in a few weeks. I think that's what the Lakers are weighing. I think they're going to continue to be active, but I think there's a level of restraint there with L.A. that maybe for what they want to do the offseason when they have three first-round picks available in trades versus the one right now that would get them involved in some more significant trade scenarios.
Right.
Okay, what do you think?
They're not trading D'Lo.
Sounds like it, doesn't
it? Yeah, I mean, he all but the reemergence of D'Lo.
I like Bruce Brown. I like him a lot.
They tried to sign him. They should have signed him instead of Gabe Vincent.
I'd rather have D'Lo than Bruce Brown because D'Lo's more of a threat on offense. And the
D'Lo's no threat on defense.
Right. And because of that, I think one thing the Lakers are going to have to do, the league is now an offensive league.
Mm-hmm.
The points per game across the board are the highest they've been since the 60s.
Yep.
And you're going to get into games where you just got to outscore the other team. Mace, that double overtime game they won in San Francisco at the start of the Grammy trip.
Yep.
146-145.
Yeah.
You know, they don't win that game without D'Lo.
Sure.
So, again, you always ask the right question. If someone walks up to you and says, should the Lakers trade D'Angelo Russell, you always say, I don't know, what am I getting back?
Right, that's the right question.
That's the question.
Yeah.
It's like, they're 27 and 25, move, get off them.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends.
You always say it, you're either getting better or getting worse. You can get worse at the trade deadline if you screw this up.
Oh, you can totally screw it up. But I still think the dynamic is, what does LeBron want?
Well, we know what he wants. He wants action.
He wants something. He wants some kind of help. And it sounds like if D'Lo's off the board, the reemergence of D'Lo and the Lakers' calculus has changed. I don't see the player that they move in order to bring in help. Do you? I don't think they've got
who's
the
next on the chopping block.
I mean, everybody's going to ask for Austin Reeves, but I don't think they're trading Austin Reeves.
Let me make it easier. Here are the only three people who cannot be traded. All right? There are three. That's it. Well, I mean, that I believe won't be traded.
Okay.
LeBron James,
sure.
Anthony Davis, yep. And Jared Vanderbilt has a no trade because of when he signed his contract. And he's hurt anyway, so nobody would trade for him.
Yes.
But everybody else you could put into a deal if you wanted to. The question you have to ask is the player we're getting better than D'Angelo Russell? And there aren't that many people out there. If they trade for DeJounte Murray, I would say, okay, let's roll.
Yeah.
Let's try it.
Yeah.
But I'm not 100% sure that Russell won't have a better rest of the season than Murray. I mean, it's just Murray's under contract and Russell isn't.
And you get defense.
Right. So, I mean, I would understand a move like that. Again, if you tune in and out of the show, we know most of you do. I'm very biased here. The two guys on the team I'm probably closest to are Russell and Austin Reaves because those guys like to golf, and so they go with us, and I've gotten to know them, and they're just good dudes, and I think they're both having good seasons, and I selfishly want to see them still on the team, but that's not a good enough reason not to trade somebody. Rob's got a hard job. If he thinks he can make the team better by shipping one of these guys out, he'll do it. He's shown in past trade deadlines he's not afraid.
He'll move anybody. Sure.
The question is, now, Mace, it's exactly, we're 30 seconds away from 2 o'clock.
Yep.
So we are exactly 22 hours from the trade deadline. So something could happen in the next 2 hours of our show. Could happen during Sedano and Cap. What, can you imagine if they do make a significant deal, what tomorrow will be like? The big story would be whatever the trade is.
Yep.
Then we go to the Kobe ceremony. Then we go to Lakers Nuggets.
Yeah.
Rematch of the Western Conference Finals tomorrow night at Crypto. It could be one of the craziest days of the year if the Lakers make a big trade.
Yeah.
And we will find out in the next 22 hours.
I actually have a question about the statue. So there's a gigantic... Oh, I'll ask it coming up. Plus 877-710-ESPN for 2 o'clock call of the day. If the Lakers do nothing, how do you feel?
That's a good question.
Should they have D'Lo back on the block? Or are you happy that they're potentially keeping D'Lo because of his reemergence, according to Woj? 877-710-ESPN. 2 o'clock call of the day is coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
You hear me talk about BBGO. They're the official game day snack of the Lakers. And this food is addictive. I'm telling you, I got more BBGO in my freezer than anything else. Mouth-watering Korean snacks and meals in minutes. I keep my freezer stocked with Bibigo. It's Korea's number one food brand. They're making the whole world more delicious. What they like to say is minimum effort, maximum flavor. They're available at all major grocery stores in the freezer aisle. We just did a Bibigo promotion. We're going to give somebody courtside seats. That promotion ended yesterday. Somebody's going to win courtside seats, Lakers swag, more Bibigo. Bibigo loves the Lakers. If you're a Laker fan, stock up on Bibigo. Mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. If you go to the games, you see the dance-off. That's sponsored by Bibigo. So every day is the day to live delicious with Bibigo. Get some today. Bibigo, the official game day snack of the Lakers.